From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Daughter of the Mountain by Vella Munn. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. Jessie's muscles spasmed. Weak, she nearly sank to her knees, but she'd almost reached the small, snow-trapped shelter. She hated the smells, the dark silence inside what she, her parents, and the others in the wagon train had built, while snow fell all around them. But there was warmth within the wood and canvas walls. Once again she shuddered. A sob pooled in her throat, but she fought it down. Tears, she knew, changed nothing. Yet another storm would descend before nightfall. Already the clouds had turned from gray to black, sagging, building, enveloping first the mountain peak and then the already blanketed evergreens, settling finally over the thin trail she'd traveled along today. She hated seeing yet more snowfall, but hate took so much energy. Energy she needed simply to stay alive. A lash of wind caught her unawares, half lifting what remained of the shawl off her head. She wrapped the ragged ends as best she could around her neck, tucking her numb fingers between the wool and her throat. Her forehead ached from cold and exhaustion. She'd stopped feeling her feet not long after leaving the shelter this morning. If it wasn't for Elizabeth, maybe she'd sink to her knees in the snow and let go. Angry now, the wind slapped her cheeks and scraped at her eyelids and nose. Jessie ducked her head, set her legs under her heavy skirts, and pushed on. Last month, the final climb to the shelter huddled against a wall of rock hadn't taken this much strength. But a month ago there'd been some dried fish, what hides they hadn't given to the others, and the wolf Raymond shot after it ventured too close. She hadn't eaten anything for 4, maybe 5 days.